Chinese audiences are becoming increasingly invested in the chaotic and emotional story of the American animated comedy BoJack Horseman or 马南伯杰克. Recently, Chinese fans are embracing the series, and BoJack's screenshots hype are becoming all the rage on Chinese social media, with this kind of attention being seen for a show that some might see as a dark comedy. Why is it so popular in China? First of all, guys, please tell me, what is BoJack Horseman for those who haven't watched it?
It has been dubbed as the front runner in the rise of the ultimately optimistic sadcom. Now the American animated comedy, if you could call it that, I would call it dark comedy. BoJack Horseman has found a new fan base on one of the world's largest networking sites, that is China's Sina Weibo. BoJack Horseman is one of the most subversely sad shows on TV, is what some people have said. Created by Raphael Bob Wachsberg, BoJack Horseman has premiered on Netflix in 2014. The animated comedy drama follows the often heartbreaking journey of the show's titular character, an anamorphic horse living in a city where both animals and humans coexist. What a nice sentiment. BoJack portrays a familiar show business trope of a washed-up actor living off the long-gone success of the 90s sitcom Horsin' Around, which is just like, I would be ashamed of that name if I was a horse in a sitcom. But anyways, around the plot lines often revolving around his friend circle and his struggles with alcohol and self-loathing. Stephen Kelly of The Guardian recently described the show as one of the most subversely sad shows on TV, as I just said. The desire of Chinese fans to understand the meaning behind BoJack goes beyond wanting to improve their level of English. Okay, guys, this got a 9.6 out of 10 on Doubin.com, which is one of the most cited websites that rates shows and movies in China. The viewership isn't huge, but I will later talk about this. It got 1.2 million views on Bilibili.com and 3.3 million views on iQIYI. So we're looking at approximately 5.5 million people that we know of that are watching this.
And also, that is the first episode of the first season.
Right, but just watching this. The memes are a different thing.
Yes.
What I wanted to say is that when Ryan's talking about dark comedy, it's not like it's bloody or in some killing people, not like that. It's because the main character kind of not like himself that much. It's like he feels that he's not a good person, but he doesn't have the energy to change, and he feels like it's
helpless
and it's meaningless. And he says things a lot like that all the time, and when good things happen to him, he kind of sabotages his own happiness in some way, and that is the darkness Ryan's talking about.
Yeah, I think it's a really actually sophisticated kind of humor in a way, but actually I see it very differently to what you just said, Niholian. I don't see this horse or man wanting to find help. For me, I see it's a jerk that feels he's entitled to being sad, and he doesn't really want to get out of that hole. So I think that is the part, for me, I find some Chinese people might find it very refreshing. Because in Chinese media, we see the entertainment products that's available is often just so bubblegummy, so sunny.
Hooray!
Yay! Life is so great! That kind of thing. And I made myself disgusted with that voice. But that is the sentiment I get. And this is completely opposite to that. And I see that so often on American TV. That is the anti-hero. I'm almost there. Can I please throw in a couple more examples?
Of course. Yes, please.
Like House. You know, remember that really annoying doctor that his job is trying to save people's lives, but you feel like he kind of wanted to end it in some way himself. And also in Breaking Bad, when I think the main character is often, you feel, is not seeing life in such a positive way or trying to make life better all the time. And That is so different, a way to look at life and an attitude to be portrayed on the big screen or small screen.
Mm. Okay, so first of all, you said that he seems like a jerk. Actually, I think that this show is very popular in some circles to a certain crowd that uses it as an outlet, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But the fact is, Hyung, what you said kind of seems interesting to me because if I hate myself, why would I be nice to you? I hate myself. I hate everything. I'm really just an angry person. These people need help. They need help to like themselves, and maybe they can start liking other things in life. But first, I think if you hate yourself, you're really going to have trouble liking other things, okay? Except those things that give you that escape, like how many of these people that are like him find their way out through substance abuse. It's a dark form of comedy. It's a cartoon, but it's about real stuff that happens. Now, I do want to talk about the fact that you said in China, things seem to often portray that Korean soap opera type thing about love, family, or illness, these kind of problems, but not necessarily this kind of problem. And the fact is, you know, I think you mentioned something about American shows being often dark. Well, the thing is, people need an outlet. People, media is how you feel like you are okay, you are right, you are with the standard. But when all you see on the media is happy bubblegum, you feel like you're not a right person, not a good person. And the fact of the matter is, people need to know that it's okay to kind of be like these people, to know it's okay to be in a bad place, that you're not, again, alone. And so that's why I think that this show is particularly popular, is because it is one of the few outlets. Like, okay, I'll mention one of these people's, one of these people likes this cat, the pink cat, which New Hong Lin really doesn't like. But this pink cat, I think she is 40 years old and she's alone. You know, maybe not a lot of outlets will promote this image of a 40-year-old, you know, female being alone and how she struggles with it. But when people see other people struggling, they don't feel so alone. And the fact is, people find strength in maybe this character when she says in the show and in the meme, which is pulled from the show, that I'm okay with being alone. And that is a strong message. So yes, it is revolved around a guy who's self-loathed and in a way a jerk. But keep in mind, I think all these things are Netflix's way of creatively making a drama, but making light of a drama. So it's not maybe taking your vegetables in the space spoon. So you're like, and it's less in your face.
Yeah, I'd like to jump in here because we've talked about how many people are watching it on, watching the videos on iQIYI or Bilibili.com, but we've also said that it's mostly popular on Weibo. And Sina Weibo is like a place that you can put a lot of screenshots on it. And when people are doing that, they are kind of twisting the darkness into some forced happiness and bright here. They do this kind of screenshots, and I have to quote, I've seen some of the screenshots, and they're saying that it's hard to find the one missing puzzle piece who completes you, and when you know, you know. It's like a very sunshiny kind of phrases, but you gotta know that in the real comedy here, in the show, it's not something the horseman would say. It's completely, he's just taking one piece out of the whole story and saying that we love the show because the show is saying all this so smart and positive sentences. Also, there's another quote said, you're a good person, Diane, and that's the most important thing. Even if no one appreciates you, it's important you don't stop being good. It's like it's trying to encourage you of doing the right thing, but it's not really what the comedy is about. But here, on Sina Weibo, actually, a lot of people are reposting this kind of screenshots. That's what they're reposting.
Right, but this is a dialogue of a people's struggles. And I imagine like an LA-type scene and all the substance abuse and stuff and self-loathing this guy goes through, but his friends and how they interact and how finding, again, the good in the bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why these memes are pulled out, is because maybe the people that pulled these memes understand. It's like it's a dark show. But even in the dark, we can find these valuable things to take away. Oh. And that is, you know, your value isn't how much money you make. It isn't how you necessarily do this. But that person that pulled that meme is, you are a valuable person because of how you treat people. You're a good person. And we need more people like you because that's value. If everybody was just valuable based on making money, this world might be filled with a bunch of jerks, as mm-hmm. He Yang had said.
But, I said it.
But what is valuable is those people that treat other people with kindness. And I think that's the message of that meme.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, Ryan, thank you so much for that speech. But I didn't get any of that from BoJack Horseman.
But it's the meme. Maybe you didn't have the patience to watch through the whole show. But the meme is just this dialogue that I believe, you know, whoever was watching it, because someone had to watch it to pull it,
mm-hmm.
but thought it was a valuable message to portray to those who are on Weibo.
Okay, I think a lot is going on here, and which is also something very special with the popularity of this one particular show, BoJack Horseman. That is,
yeah.
As Ryan has cited, it's only a few million people who are watching this on Chinese social media for one episode. Considering popularity in internet definition these days in China, that's not really a lot of people watching it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the popularity of people resharing the memes and also doing tweaks to what the words are being said, but still you've got the horseman's face in that meme. All these things being done and the popularity of that is exponentially more popular than people's viewership. So I think here is the interesting part, that it is people might not always go back to the original show to find out the darkness or whatever, but people like the funny looking horses and speaking certain in a sarcastic tone of life, and people can relate to that. And I don't even think that necessarily is about making life better, but it's about, I think you guys mentioned this already, that it's okay to feel a little bit crappy about life.
Yeah.
And it's okay not to feel great. And life is not about just sunshine. There are some pretty dark holes, and it's okay to live in that hole for a little bit.
Yeah, I think looking at this, you know, we could list numbers, but the thing is, like, Keeping Up with the Kardashians has a
huge
30 million viewers. Yeah. Are you going to say that that's any more valuable than this show? No. But at the same time, so I'm not going to say what's popular necessarily gives it redeeming value. But the fact is, cool messages that I think are really kind of like what Nuhong Lin had just said,
mm-hmm.
are actually good to be spread. And yes, it's an in-your-face drama about the hardships of life, but in a less threatening way, because it is that horse. It is that cartoon. And for some people, that's their niche of dealing with things, and that's their outlet. Though it is only 5.5 million people, I still think that's a lot. But even then, we see now that the internet allows people to find whatever niche for whatever outlet and how they like to deal with it. And that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with popularity.
And one thing I do like to say is having this kind of adult comedy is kind of a good thing, because we don't really see that much of adult comedy in China. And I think it's a kind of a way to a different art form that we can appreciate as adults. So maybe someone out there, if you're listening to this, do your own adult comedy. Maybe you're going to be very famous.
Yeah, that could be a possibility.
Yeah.
And that's like unknown territory in China. And also, what I like to bring up last point about this show is it's a Netflix production and also an original series.
Mm-hmm.
And for anybody who don't know Netflix,
Yeah,
I think I don't know how to explain this, but they do their own content, and they're an internet company. And I think that has been such a genius thing which this company has taken up. And when you look at other shows that have reached
Black Mirror season 3.
That's also Netflix.
Orange is the New Black.
And also House of Cards.
Oh yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So I think it's really interesting that we see right now in the US, I feel that there can't be a better time for a TV series, because it exists online and also offline on the
social media
and also on the traditional TV screen as well. And because these online shows, they don't need to hit a chord with the lowest, widest common denominator that's sitting in front of a TV. And then it gives these TV, television series creators so much more freedom and so much more variety. And that is so much needed in China. And I think that's why a lot of these shows are so popular in China.
Yeah, I do think Netflix's journey has been so interesting. I mean, for anyone that doesn't know, it started off as a company that would just mail you rentals of
DVDs.
DVDs. And now it's turned into a huge online platform that has tons of movies for stream, but now its own original content. And you know, Orange is the New Black, Bo Jackson, House of Cards, you know, all these shows kind of have something in common. They're all kind of dark in a way.
Yes, and that's not the kind of thing you find on traditional TV, which is, you know, diversity, variety. That's what we always advocate.
Yay,
on this show. Roundtable. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Niu Honglin.